Jeremy Bradley here, live in Yukon. It's, oh God, what is it? After 1 in the morning, I'm with a bunch of fools standing on a frozen lake looking up at the sky. Who wants to tell us what we're doing? Go ahead, let's introduce. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Kim. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and we are standing here waiting for the Northern Lights to come out.
How long have we been standing out here?
I would say about nearly 3 hours.
Which is about the same time people have been sleeping already. You realize that, right?
Exactly.
And yeah. You're doing this to, like, children. There's youngsters out here that you're putting them through this, right?
Yes, and one of them's not happy about it, but the other one's hanging in there.
Well, let's get serious for a second. You're visiting the area. Is this your first time to Northern Canada?
Yes, it's our first time to Northern Canada, and it's just magnificent. We love it. It's beautiful.
And how long have you been here so far?
We've been here a day. So we're still trying to recover from our long flight up here. But we've got nearly 2 weeks and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, look at the excitement just tonight that we're having here. Isn't this incredible?
I know. Goodness, if we can stand out every night for 3 hours in the freezing cold, it'll just make a holiday.
And people listening to this are going to think that we're joking. We're not really doing it. We really are standing on a lake and it's 1 in the morning after 1, maybe 1:30. And we're looking up at the sky. We truly are doing that. So what else do you have planned while you're here?
We're going dog sledding, which is very exciting. And we're going to go check out another frozen lake in Lake Louise and maybe do some ice skating and go on a sled. So we'll see how we go. But seeing lots of snow for the first time.
I was going to say, this must be temperature shock for you or no?
A huge temperature shock. Yeah. We have on about 10 layers of clothes at the moment and I still can't feel my fingers and toes.
I think you'll ease into it after. How long you're here for in Canada anyway?
Yeah, nearly 2 weeks. So yeah. Hopefully by the end of it we'll be really ready and not feeling the cold and thinking that minus 10 degrees is balmy.
What's the temperature like right now back at home? You were saying earlier it's really quite hot.
It is. It's about 32 degrees Celsius. So we're missing a lovely week of 32 every week.
You were saying that it was 32 here just in Fahrenheit. It wasn't quite
that's
the exact.
That's exactly right. I was trying to make it sound positive for the kids, but I'm not sure.
We can spin it that way. Well, and let's talk about where we are too, because there's these beautiful cottages at the resort here. That's incredible. And the views, as you saw earlier today.
Yeah, this resort is amazing. It's just serene. It's so quiet. It's like you're in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by these massive snow-capped mountains. And it's just beautiful, like no place I've ever seen before.
We've got some of the great scenic pictures on our website. It's winter.jbonair.com. So if you want to see some great Northern Lights pictures, Google it. We don't have those, but we do have of the dog sledding. We've got of the mountains. We've got of the cabins here. So thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a great time here.
Thank you very much.
All right. So let's get back to the music now here on our show.